Georgia Avenue. It was on the ramp to Georgia Avenue. The ramp was partially blocked with a broken down truck. Outer loop slows from Old Georgetown Road and off of southbound 270 before the lane divide, headed all the way past River Road with nothing reported in the roadway. Inbound on the Suitland Parkway before Naylor Road, the right lane was blocked with direct delays from Silver Hill Road, brief volume approaching Stanton Road, southbound Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue between Westphalia Road and Dower House Road. It is still a single left lane getting you by the work. The WTOP Traffic Center is presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows and get two free. Visit windownation.com. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Now 7 News First Alert meteorologist Eileen Whalen.
Tracking a cold front moving through the area, so expect clearing skies through the morning hours. We'll have a mix of clouds and sun this afternoon. And behind that weather front, it'll be breezy. Northwesterly winds between 5 to 15 miles per hour. Gusts up to about 25 miles per hour this afternoon. High temperatures between 70 and 75 degrees. Skies will be partly cloudy this evening and overnight. Cooler out the door tomorrow with lows between 45 and 50. Tomorrow, much cooler than average. We'll see partly sunny skies and a high of 60. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
62 in Reston, 61 in Bethesda, 64 on the National Mall.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning to you. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. Coming up,
details on a new youth curfew in our area. I'm Neil Augenstein.
Why violent crime is up in Prince George's this year while other crimes are down. I'm John Doman.
Fans eager to see a basketball superstar say their tickets were canceled. I'm Lynn Bowie.
The DMV gets an F grade for something we use every day. I'm Sandra Jones.
9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in school, where the lunch menu is about to get healthier. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Less sugar and sodium and more healthy options is the goal with new standards rolled out by the Department of Agriculture today for school meals across the country. The new rule would mean schools should prioritize more whole grains, fruits, and vegetables. Some 30 million children depend on school meals, and Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack says the effort will make it easier for schools to access locally sourced products.
There will be limits on added sugar in cereal, yogurt, and flavored milks. The proof is in the profits for Boeing. This morning, the troubled airline announced first quarter losses of $355 million. Analysts had expected they'd be even worse. Later today, CBS News has learned the Justice Department plans to meet with families who lost loved ones in two deadly 737 MAX crashes. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
Investigators are looking into whether Boeing violated terms of a deferred prosecution agreement it entered into to settle looming criminal charges from the two MAX crashes in 2018 and 2019.
This morning, the Biden administration announced new rules that could save airline passengers money. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Bag fees must be refunded if a checked bag is significantly delayed, and refunds must be given if any services you paid for aren't provided, like broken Wi-Fi.
President Biden says he'll sign a $95 billion foreign aid bill as soon as it reaches his desk. The Senate passed it on a bipartisan vote last night. It'll provide not only money, but weapons to Ukraine. Major General Pat Ryder at the Pentagon.
I think it's a good assumption to expect that it'll include air defense capabilities as well as artillery ammunition.
Money will also go to Israel and Taiwan. The Federal Trade Commission has issued a ban on non-compete clauses that prevent employees from working for rival companies. CBS's Jolene Kent.
This is not set in stone yet. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce called the ban an unlawful power grab and said it would sue the FTC to block it.
The commission says getting rid of non-competes would help create jobs, raise wages, and increase competition. Here's something to chew on when you dig into your next bowl of cereal. Samples of pasteurized milk from around the country have tested positive for inactive remnants of bird flu virus from infected dairy cows. CBS's Peter King.
The FDA says bird flu was found but inactive, and the discovery doesn't represent the actual virus. In other words, the agency says there's no evidence that there's anything infectious in cows. The U.S. commercial milk supply is safe with no risk to consumers.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
9:03 on Wednesday, April 24th. We're at 62 degrees, now getting some sunshine, and we're going up to around 70 today. Good morning. I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. Our top local story we're following, a melee at National Harbor last weekend involving dozens of teenagers has led to emergency action in Prince George's County. WTOP's Neil Loganstein says it allows authorities to set up curfews in designated areas.
We really just can't have it.
Prince George's County Council Chair Jolene Ivey tells WTOP the new bill lets the police chief designate juvenile curfew zones at the request of retail and commercial property owners.
We cannot let these young people who are out of control run out our commercial business.
Once the zones are established, teens 17 and under would be prohibited from 11:59 p.m. Friday and Saturday nights and 10 p.m. on weekdays until the following morning at 5 a.m. A parent whose child is out during the curfew would face a fine of $50 for a first offense. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Now, the curfew move comes as the county deals with a mixed bag of crime trends. WTOP's John Doman has more.
Nonviolent crime is down almost 20% this year in Prince George's County, but violent crime is up 11% so far this year.
Driven by assaults, that simple assaults, you know, somebody, you know, pushing or fighting or things like that.
Police Chief Malik Aziz updated the county council on those stats during a budget hearing Monday. Overall, crime is down 13%. Gun arrests are trending down too, but maybe not for the reasons you think.
The new law last July 1st that said that no searches could be conducted of a car that was reeking of cannabis odor, then police cannot search that vehicle. And so a lot of those searches came looking for marijuana. Guns were in the car.
John Dome in WTOP News.
Fans around here are eager to see basketball phenom Caitlin Clark when the Indiana Fever take on the Washington Mystics in June. However, WTOP's Lynn Bowie reports a venue change to accommodate a bigger crowd is creating problems.
The Washington Mystics normally play at Entertainment and Sports Arena, but because of unprecedented demand for tickets, the Fever Mystics game will be at the much larger Capital One Arena. Now fans say their tickets won't transfer to the new venue. The Mystics posted on X clarifying that Ticketmaster did cancel and refund orders for the original game, but new seats are being held for those buyers at the same price, and they'll get an email with instructions. However, fans who used a third-party ticket merchant like StubHub will not be able to transfer their tickets, according to 7 News. That includes Candace Charlton of Bethesda, who says her tickets are now invalid.
And they said, don't worry, you're going to get a comparable ticket. Then the don't worry turned into you'll get your money back.
Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
The quality of the air we breathe in this area is among the worst in the country. That's the finding of a new report, and WTOP's Sandra Jones has details.
The report breaks down our exposure to the amount of clean air days, particle pollution, and unhealthy levels of ozone air pollution. The results?
Unfortunately, what we see in the DMV area, we're still not doing that great. You know, ozone smog, we're still in F grade. We're still seeing a C grade for pollution. Now, that being said, we're doing better than we did do in the past.
Dr. Bobby Mahajan with the American Lung Association points out how the Canadian wildfires may be to blame for last year's unhealthy air quality.
We saw a number of wildfires over the summer and the spring, which pushed a lot of particle pollution down the mid-Atlantic into our area. And on certain days, you could see it outside that it was very dense.
The D.C. region ranked the second worst in the country for bad air quality. Sandra Jones, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP in Money News.
A local company's $75 million private jet is flying. I'm Jeff Clable.
Wow. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart. But a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart. But an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart. But integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
908.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. We are in the 9 o'clock hour. Let's see how we're doing with Rita Kessler in the Traffic Center.
The truck crash remains on southbound 95 in Virginia. That's why if you're headed southbound, you're going to hit delays before 234 in Dumfries, headed past Triangle and before Quantico. The right side of the roadway is blocked with the crash, but there was a wrecker on the scene, so hopefully they'll be able to get the truck out of the way shortly. Northbound 95, heavy from Lorton into Newington, then on 395 from Glebe Road toward the Pentagon, and then solid from the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge into the district, or onto lower 14th Street headed toward Constitution Avenue. In the district, if you're on the inbound to Suitland Parkway, the crash was reported before Naylor Road within the right lane, but also now at Branch Avenue, there's a report of a crash. So your delays are from Silver Hill Road headed in that direction. Watch for both of the incidents in the way. Northbound I-295 delays coming from the Beltway headed past Laboratory Road. Southbound DC-295 is solid now coming from the BW Parkway all the way to the 11th Street Bridge. Inbound New York Avenue has a delay from South Dakota Avenue to the 3rd Street Tunnel, to the Bladensburg Road, actually. And then you're going to find a delay northbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, pretty much from 202 headed past 450. So watch out for anything that may have happened there. Eastbound 340 after Maryland 180, the crash is cleared. The lanes are open. Eastbound 228 Berry Road near Bunker Hill Road, the wreck had been along the right side, while southbound Pennsylvania Avenue, or Route 4, between Westphalia Road and Dower House Road, the left lane gets by the work. They're doing some tree work, and that is causing a delay. Beltway delays on the top side. Interloop slows off if 270 headed all the way around toward Georgia Avenue. There was a broken down truck partially blocking that ramp. Outer loop delays are coming off of 95 headed around toward 29 Colesville Road with the lanes open. WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets plus brand name mattresses. Affordable, never looks so good. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
What's up with the weather? Here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Eileen Whalen.
Well, while an isolated shower is possible this morning, we are actually going to be rain-free through the rest of the week and into the weekend. So if you've got to do some yard work, mow the lawn, good weather to do that. Today, it is going to be on the breezy side with a mix of clouds and sun and highs between 70 and 75 degrees. It is going to be cooler tonight with partly cloudy skies, lows in the 40s out the door tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs only around 60 degrees, so a good 15 degrees cooler than today, but tracking a stretch of 80s starting Sunday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
64 degrees at the Wharf in D.C., 64 in Oxon Hill, 64 in Sterling. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour, and here's Jeff Claybaugh.
Boeing lost $355 million last quarter on falling revenue, with manufacturing and safety headlines hurting both sales and production. Boeing CEO says the company is in a tough moment and is focused on fixing manufacturing issues, not financial results. Hilton hotels are fuller, room rates are higher, and it continues to open new ones. Hilton opened 106 new hotels last quarter and has a record number of new hotels in development. Hilton expects room rates to rise as much as 4% this year. Reston-based General Dynamics is benefiting from foreign military aid. Its combat systems revenue last quarter was up 20% from a year ago. General Dynamics also makes Gulfstream jets. The FAA recently certified its newest and its priciest, the G700. The $75 million private jet has a 14,000-mile range and can fly upwards of 650 miles an hour. Buying it and flying it are two different things. The estimated operating cost for a jet like that is $20 per mile.
Oof. Ouch.
Opening bell on Wall Street, just a few minutes away. Markets mixed pre-market. Dow futures are down 60. S&P 500 futures are up 5. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
All right, Jeff, and still ahead, flooding has shut down several roads and businesses in Annapolis this morning. 9:12.
Marlow Furniture's floor sample sale is on. Save up to 60% on all furniture, plus free delivery. It's a limited-time event. For locations and hours, visit marlowfurniture.com.
All right, DC, the wait is over. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, is now officially live. This is George Wallace, and right now, new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bets. All you got to do is place a $5 bet. Win or lose, you get $150 in bonus bets. It's fun. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams and all your favorite sports, and plenty of that going on right now, all in an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So don't miss out on $150 in bonus bets Win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/GW. That's FanDuel.com/GW to sign up today. Make every moment more with FanDuel. Must be 18 and older and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
What makes you so different than the rest of us?
We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Tell me more.
Our investment counselors focus on service over sales, prioritizing clients' needs.
How do you make money?
We don't sell any commission-based products. We have a simple management fee based on the value of our clients' portfolio. So we do better when our clients do better.
What about client portfolios?
We get to know each client, their finances, family, health, lifestyle, and more. And then we tailor a portfolio based on their specific goals and needs.
Your clients really come first then, huh?
Yes. We make them a top priority. Our goal is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Wow. Maybe we are different.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Coming up, voting interest in November's presidential election hits an all-time low. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
At MedStar Health, we're committed to treating you like the unique individual you are, that deserves your own personalized care plan, that offers you innovative and advanced medical treatments that are provided by our top-rated specialists, that are seamlessly connected to our primary and urgent care teams, that are dedicated to putting you at the center of everything we do. MedStar Health, it's how we treat people.
If you commute every day, you know what strong winds and heavy rainfall can do to your drive. Find out what you'll be facing with WTOP traffic and weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8s. WTOP, Washington's top news.
9:15.
Several roads in downtown Annapolis are shut down and businesses are closed because of flooding this morning. The National Weather Service has issued a coastal flood warning in effect until 11 a.m. Barricades have been set up and drivers are being advised not to drive through standing water. The Office of Emergency Management says Dock and Newman streets are shut down, as well as parts of Compromise Street. They're also monitoring other areas of the city for high water.
Campaign 2024, the share of voters who say they have high interest in this year's election has hit an all-time low for this point in a presidential race. That comes from a new NBC News poll, with majorities holding negative views of both President Biden and former President Trump. NBC News senior political editor Mark Murray spoke with us earlier about what this might mean for the election.
It is a potential signal for lower turnout, and this is just one gauge, and our poll has been asking this question going back to the 2008 cycle, and this is the lowest share of a high interest that we have seen since that election cycle.
He says their polling going back to last December has consistently showed waning interest by voters, and that could be problematic for both presidential candidates.
If you drive on toll roads, you may be targeted by a growing type of scam. WTOP's Mike Murillo says it's called smishing.
Phishing uses websites and emails to scam you, but with smishing, it's text messages that are used.
They're focusing on, hey, you've got an unpaid toll with this toll facility, and please hit this link before it escalates.
With the link, scammers will try to get your personal information and, more importantly, your money, says David Caudill, who heads tolling operations for the Virginia Department of Transportation. He says while real toll providers use text messages,
we don't have an embedded link.
So far, the scheme hasn't targeted Virginia toll road drivers, but the FBI says more than 2,000 cases of the scam have been reported in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Illinois. Caudill says when in doubt, go to Virginia's page for tolls.
Toll roads in Virginia, all spelled out, .com.
Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
You can see an example of the scam text at WTOP.com.
Now to the top stories we're working on here at WTOP.
A melee at National Harbor spurs emergency legislation in Prince George's County.
Confusion for people who bought a hot ticket in town. Some of those tickets have been canceled.
And we're getting reaction to the Senate's late-night approval of a massive foreign aid bill that will help several countries, including Ukraine. That legislation also gives TikTok's Chinese parent company 1 year to sell or be banned in the U.S.
Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
It's 9:18. time for traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's get an update from Rita.
And right now, if you're traveling in the district, southbound DC 295 is solid, coming from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway out of Maryland, headed into the district all the way to the 11th Street Bridge. Keep an eye out for any activity near the 11th Street Bridge or on the ramp to the inbound 11th Street Bridge. It was the inbound Suitland Parkway before Naylor Road. That was a report of a wreck. Delays from Silver Hill Road, but then it looks good to the Douglas Bridge. Blair Road was still closed between Aspen Street and Butternut Street due to utility work. An earlier crash brought down a pole, and that's what's going on there. Now, on the Beltway, outer loop top side of the Beltway, delays from 95 headed around toward Georgia Avenue. Within the delay near New Hampshire Avenue, the right center lane was blocked with the crash. The inner loop ramp to Georgia Avenue, the broken down truck was partially blocking the ramp. We're still seeing delays coming from 270 headed around to Georgia Avenue. Then the outer loop delays from Old Georgetown Road and off of southbound 270 at the lane divide down the spur, headed all the way across the American Legion Bridge. Keep an eye out for the work that usually sets up there. Inner loop of the Beltway in Virginia delays out of Springfield into Annandale and from 66 headed past the toll road, while southbound 95 is still in delays before 234 in Dumfries trying to head toward Quantico. The right side is still blocked with the crash involving a truck. They straightened the truck out. The wrecker's on the scene, so hopefully they're going to get it out of the way shortly. Old Bridge Road near Colby Drive in Woodbridge, a report of a vehicle fire. Also, eastbound 66 near 50 in Fairfax was a report of a wreck. Bring your friends and family to Lido Pizza on Wednesdays and get a free appetizer with any $25 purchase. Lido Pizza, family value since 1955. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Now 7 News First Alert meteorologist Eileen Whalen with your forecast.
Tracking some big temperature changes over the next several days, so get ready for the roller coaster ride. This afternoon, highs between 70 to 75 degrees with a northwesterly wind gusting up to about 25 miles per hour this afternoon. That northwest wind is going to usher in a cooler air mass. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows between 45 and 50. Tomorrow, highs only in the upper 50s to low 60s with partly sunny skies and a chance for maybe some patchy frost early Friday morning, but highs are going to be in the 80s starting Sunday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
62 in Laurel and Farragut Square, 63 in Springfield, brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week.
Coming up on WTOP, officials in our area catch another smuggler trying to take drugs out of the country. It's 921.
Hi, this is George Wallace, and I've been telling you for quite some time, when you're looking for a home improvement project, there's only one phone call you need to make, and that's to Jessica Fingles at New Look Home Design, because of the great deals that she has. And this month is no different. They're still offering 5 years interest-free financing, but here's the catch. This is going to be the last month that they will ever offer this deal. So don't waste any more time. Get approved for interest-free financing today. Don't worry, she still has great deals on roofing, siding, and doors as well. You can still get 50% off all materials. You want windows? No problem. Buy two windows, get two free. And if all that's not enough, don't forget when you call to mention my name, because you'll get a $100 restaurant.com gift card just for tuning in to WTOP Radio. So do what I and over 40,000 customers have done. Trust New Look Home Design for your next home improvement project. Call 800-279-5300 or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart. But integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
You're listening to WTOP News.
922, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. For many years, the U.S. had a military presence in the West African country of Niger to keep a lid on terrorists. But that could change soon. WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green has details.
Some say this is a blow to the U.S. and its ability to stage military operations in West Africa.
We can confirm that discussions have begun between the United States and Niger for the orderly withdrawal of U.S. forces from the country.
Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder explains how it would work.
In the near future, the Department of Defense will provide a small delegation from the Pentagon and U.S. Africa Command to participate in those discussions. discussions.
The military in Niger is now under the thumb of a ruling military junta, which incidentally changed its mind about a U.S. presence after Russian influence from Yevgeny Prigozhin and his Wagner group moved into the region. J.J. Green, WTOP News.
Big drug bust at Dulles Airport. An England-bound passenger faces drug charges, felonies, after officers say they found more than 40 pounds of marijuana in her luggage. Customs and Border Protection says the 26-year-old woman from Houston had hidden the weed inside suitcases. The agency says it's seeing an increasing trend of cannabis being smuggled in bulk to Europe and Africa, where it can sell for a higher price. Officials say this seizure had a street value of as much as $200,000 in the U.S., but could have fetched two or three times more than that in London.
In what state do America's biggest bagel lovers live? I would have guessed New York, but if you did, like me, you think again. A new survey finds people in Hawaii eat more bagels than people in any other state. The average resident there chows down on 140 bagels a year. Maryland comes in fourth place behind Utah in second place and Kansas in third. The survey done by Betway finds on average Americans eat about 85 bagels a year. You said, John, that's about how many?
I'm on the over on that, I think.
You're on the
over. Yeah. What about you?
I don't eat enough bagels. I want to get my hands on more. I just don't have a good shop near me,
okay.
I have to admit. So I would have to, you know, buy them around here near the studio.
Okay.
Where I know there are some good shops.
I want to know what Betway is doing. Are they calling people up and being like, hey, how many bagels did you eat this week? And who is answering that question? I would hang up.
I also love this question about the top three flavors in the U.S. Cinnamon raisin, blueberry, and plain in that order. Hmm. I know my husband's a big cinnamon raisin fan, but I would pick plain first.
I like plain. I like salt. And you know what's a good one? Chocolate chip.
Ooh.
With cream cheese. Yeah.
Ooh.
Those are my go-tos.
Oh, now we've got Dave.
Not a sweet guy, more of a savory. Because you got bagel, I think the bagel is part of working the grinding of the day. If you go chocolate, if you go sweet, it's like you're getting dessert before dinner.
Well, that could be your second bagel. It's like your dessert bagel.
Or maybe your fourth one.
Yeah.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
All right, with actual stuff, here's Dave Preston.
Well, it's all about the cream cheese, too.